What's up, Paws?
Ah, Captain Banana Hammock. What's happening, my man?
Not much, fool. I was just at the downtown public library, and there were gay robots everywhere. I mean, they were polite and everything, but still, it was kind of freaking me out.
Well, dude, it's some of this dynamite weed. One token, you won't care if there's gay robots running around inside of your brain, even.
Well, spark that shit then, foo.
Why don't you prescribe me a funky beat so I can drop some shit that sounds like this?
Aye aye, Captain.
Talking about my fetus. Talking about my fetus. First I saw ya, then I smelt ya, then I tasted ya after I felt ya. Left alone at the age of 18. I never knew a love like this before. You're much more than a conversation piece. You're the object that I am yearning for. Cruelly ripped from your mother's womb. My fiendish crackhead's on a killing spree, wandering through the midnight gloom. From a dumpster your cries ring out to me. Talking about my fetus. My cute fetus. Talking about my fetus. Feel alright, spend the night just you and me. Getting tired, just blue light from the TV. Think you're a sweetie. Big eyes like Tweety. Everything's gonna be alright. Cause on the jar, your lid is tight. Hope you're ready to spend the night with Uncle Chazzy. Spend the night with your uncle, baby. Uncle Chazzy. He's nice. Did you ever think about the fact when you came out of your mama's pee-pee hole, you were just the size of an egg cell? You came from a tiny cell. When your father was having sex with your mother and he shot his hot cum all over her face and he rubbed it into her tits and he rubbed it around in her asshole with his finger, some of that goo drips down deep inside your mother. And, yes, and you started out as just one cell. And that cell, it divided in two, and those two cells split up into cells. It was like a bubble of protoplasm, a shapeless mass that would later become a strange hodgepodge of idiosyncrasies and neuroses that are haphazardly piled up inside your sallow skin and your atrophied muscles and your bulbous jelly eyeballs dart nervously back and forth as you watch your life unfold before you. Lunchbox spilling open upon the dirty floor and rolling under the couch where dead roaches and cobwebs abound. Yes, your life spills upon the floor because you've got diarrhea of the soul!